This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our wounded warriors that are here in Tampa participating in the Warrior Games 2019. Howdy, howdy, and thanks for coming. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and check out all the different things that are over there. And thank you for listening to me and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now that we solved all the world's problems before the top of the hour, just kind of bantering back and forth, let's get into some real problems. How about the Senate passing, and by the way, they upped the ante, passing a 4.6 border aid measure, and Nancy Pelosi saying, well, wait a minute, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, theirs was a little bit higher. I don't know what's in it. I have not seen any part of the text or a summary on the Senate side, but it does not match the House side.
Nope.
So apparently they were confabbing last night and probably again today on, you know, what they're going to do in order for something to get a vote and pass so it can be signed before they go on 4th of July weekend, because I think there I think some of the peace parts of Border Patrol run out of money.
You're right.
All right, so then having said that, they got to come up with something here pretty quickly.
Yep.
And after that, there's the August break, too, the August recess.
Right.
So it isn't looking real good here at this point. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi calls McConnell the Grim Reaper because he isn't going to, you know, just give a, you know, blanket, yeah, we'll take it up, but, you know, and put it through committee, and all. He doesn't do that.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting couple of days.
Well, we will soon know. And by the way, Mr. Mueller, Robert Mueller, on July the 17th is going to be trotting over to testify in front of Jerry Nadler's committee. And there was a little conversation done yesterday. Lindsey Graham was in the course of conversing with the Fox and Friends crew. And here's what was mentioned.
Bottom line is, after all your looking and all the time you had and all the money you spent, did Trump collude with the Russians? No. Do you stand by your report? Yes. Did you turn it over to the Attorney General to decide about obstruction? And the Attorney General said I did, and I'm not going to revisit it. So it is case closed for me. So they can do anything they want to in the House, and I think it'll blow up in their face.
Okay, your comment.
I tend to agree with Lindsey Graham on this one. You know, Mueller, this is not his first rodeo giving testimony before,
yep,
you know, whatever committees of either chamber. So he says that, yeah, you want me to, you know, come testify. Okay, fine. I'm not hiring a lawyer. I'm just going to, you know, do this, but I'm going to stick to the report. There's not going to be anything else that I'm going to make any kind of reference to. So I don't know what the Schiff Committee, say that carefully,
yeah,
or the Nadler Committee expects to really get out of this. It's, you know, both sides are going to attempt to grandstand. You know, the Republicans have got some tough questions that they certainly want to ask Mueller. But theirs are not going to necessarily deal with the report as much as it's going to deal with what was the genesis of this whole thing to start with. I mean, where did it really come from that you found that you had to keep going
right
with your investigation? The Democrats are going to try and squeeze something out of Mueller that wasn't in the report. So,
by the way, Stephen Tylan is asking, do you have any information on when Congress is going to pass the new retirement plan that they're talking about?
I do not, but there is a couple of websites out there that do refer to those kinds of things. They keep up with that very thing. In fact, I got an email about that a little while ago, from that. But I'd have to,
Well, we'll check it out during the break, which is coming up here very shortly.
All right.
Steve did ask that question. And, of course, we had some really good news here in Florida yesterday. Governor signed us a bill down here specifically to help speed up the veterans, benefits when it comes to things like service dogs, which can be tied up for way too long for some of the veterans that need to have, a service animal companion, if you will, for the PTSD that they suffer by. And our governor signed a new vets assist bill, which speeds that and other things up for veterans with traumatic injuries. A very good bill.
And a lot of the delay on having service dogs too is the amount of training and the cost.
Yep.
Of that. So.
Yep. Well, this will help them with that. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stole across the overnight radio airwaves all across America from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you are. And this portion of Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you can find out more about them by going to my website and clicking on the logo link that's right there and take advantage of the free Gun a Day giveaway you're going to get when you click on the logo link there. Because I sign up every day at midnight. They put a new one up there. So that means there's a new one up there right now compared to what there was last night at this time. And you also get the chance to take a look at three levels of membership should you decide to become a member. And you will get, if you sign up to be a member, $474 worth of free stuff, including the Concealed Carry magazine, which will have additional savings in it for things like guns, ammunition, also the hunting and camping and RVing and boating and that sort of thing, because they got all that in there. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and you'll be a happy camper. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Very briefly here, I just want to mention in passing, USA Today has come out with an article, once again, outing the National Security Agency for improperly collecting phone call data on Americans last fall.
Yeah, metadata. I think this was brought to light because of the ACLU, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
So... They were going to suspend that, and apparently some piece part of it didn't get the switch flipped. They didn't flip the switch on part of it. So they were really going to suspend it because they didn't have any place to store the data. But yeah.
So good luck with that one, right?
I suppose.
Okay, and of course, folks, DeniseSimonFoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she writes about over there. Sign up for her daily sit rep that she sends out to, and you'll find out what's going on as it's going on. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to have a challenger, a pretty formidable challenger. He has been prime minister before. It is Barack, Ehud Barak. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't he like the military chief of staff for the Israeli military once or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I will say that that's if Netanyahu actually calls for a new election.
Uh-huh. I thought he had to.
Well, yeah, we kind of thought so, but maybe not so. So this one's still kind of in the air on where this is going to go. He was actually previously the Minister of Defense before he was...
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the 10th Prime Minister.
Okay. And I remember him, I think he was only around for like one term.
Well, he was the prime minister from 1999 to 2001, so that was a long time ago.
Yep, I remember September.
He's not particularly young either, so
no. Nope, and he has quite an accent when he talks. So there you go. Now, let's have a little chat for a second about the Bank of America. Now, the Bank of America apparently is the bank of choice for the private operators of the border detention centers, and the Bank of America said is they are no longer going to give them any money or have any financial dealings with them. So here we go.
Well, Wells Fargo, I think, is saying the same thing, and pressure obviously is put on Wayfair because Wayfair... You know, the internet,
yeah.
You know, home furnishing company that we see their ads all
yep.
over the place. Well, they had a walkout yesterday,
yep.
Because there was, I think, an order for 100.
I thought it was 1,600. 1,600 beds or whatever. Yeah,
whatever it was.
Yep.
Wayfair's management is not very happy with their employees staging a walkout. Wayfair is going to fulfill that order, and then they donated $100,000 to the Red
mm-hmm.
Cross.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, you've got these essentially non-government organizations, otherwise known as NGOs, that work for HHS and or
mm-hmm.
Department of Homeland Security that help put up those tents. For these, you know, detention centers and the other brick and mortar buildings, you know, these bigger houses or ranches that have been turned into other kinds of
yep.
Family centers and whatnot. Well, those monies in order to fund those things come from banks, either from a loan and or because they, you know, the government then pays for it, or by grant money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Wells Fargo and Bank of America that have said they're not going to do it anymore.
All right, let's go to the phone line since I think we might have our top secret agent on here right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bagam and Bob from
yep.
Clearwater, Florida.
It's our secret agent. Okay, go ahead.
Agent.
Hello, Blondie.
Hello.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you, Denise, if she knows... Is Trump going to start deporting people back to their country of origin? And
mm-hmm.
do you think this will really have an effect on maybe getting Congress to, the threat of that to getting Congress to put in some money? And the second thing I was going to say is this, that the baby boomers are starting to die off. If we don't win some of these elections now and get stuff done, a lot of the indoctrinated people that are coming out of the schools and becoming a voting age, it's going to be awfully tough to win some of these elections.
All right.
Anyway, that's about it.
Thanks, Bob. All right, well, he's got a point in the second part, but let's address
the
first part.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. His second point is absolutely spot on. The
mm-hmm.
first point, we can deport pretty easily back to Mexico, but the deportation procedures for other countries, especially those like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, are not the same procedures or the same protocols as Mexico, so it's a little harder. Some of these other countries, by the way, wherever they may come from, China, Congo, wherever, some of them, depending upon who we're deporting, may not take them back. Now, that's happened more often than you would think. Now, here's another fascinating thing that's also happening, and that is we have a union in the Federal Federation of Government Employees, Local 1924. And this particular union includes asylum officers. And they filed an amicus brief yesterday, I think it was.
Okay.
They are suing the Trump administration for forcing the asylum applicants to stay in Mexico. So now you got, now you've got internal government unions suing their own government.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Okay, what's next?
I got a 37-page amicus brief here that I just started. It just came to me. I was just starting to read it. But it's pretty much saying that Trump 2019 fundamentally changed our nation's procedures for processing of asylum applicants who enter the United States through the nation's southern border, blah, 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 blah. So they're suing to have that stopped.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised because we know the Democrats are trying to stop President Trump at every level that they can. They don't want him to succeed at anything he's doing. I will tell you it's failing. I will tell you that Donald Trump's support has not wavered, has not faltered one iota amongst the people that are still supporting him. They're all there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got to say that... somebody in the Trump, however, White House needs to do a better job of articulating and laying this whole thing out so it fully dispels all the little piece parts that the Democrats and the progressives are arguing about that we heard an awful lot about last night in the first round of the debates.
Sound like a bunch of lawyers, you know, articulating.
It sounded like whiners to me.
Yeah, well, whiners too, but they're lawyers like to whine. All right, I got to get to this before we run out of time. The FAA has identified another new potential risk on the Boeing MAX jets. What the hell is going on here?
Well, apparently this one, too, is yet another software issue. They're calling this one kind some other kind of... I don't know, safety risk. It's a software issue so they may have to ground these planes or they may be able to just do a fix remotely.
Okie dokie. Well, here comes the music. Gotta let you go. Thanks for another great segment and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Everybody, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there and find out what it is she's writing about. Meantime, I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees of the executive branch from engaging in political activities. The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before the two House committees about his Russian report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. And the Senate is now considering humanitarian aid packages for migrants being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson said he grew angry and emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in an hour from now to talk to you, but here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they do right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college and high school. Some of them take a year off, or some of them may have gone through a technical school and learned a trade, and they're going to try that when they come out of high school and see what happens. Now, I will tell you that National Aviation Academy and the training they offer there, in most every case, will pay them more than a college degree that they'll get right off the bat, especially if you go to a liberal arts college where you're getting $11,000 less than what you thought you were going to get. Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. So check them out, find out more,
at naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two fine locations, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one that's down here in Clearwater in Tampa Bay. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. And do a little research and look them up on the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for some great education. And the certification as an aviation maintenance tech that's going to land you a good job and a solid, secure future. Believe me when I tell you, because right now aviation maintenance techs are in high demand all around the world, and you can pretty much go wherever you want to go. What you make is totally up to you. Now, the Army, and a day or so ago, the President bestowed the Medal of Honor on David Belavia, the first living Iraq War recipient, in one of the most harrowing days of the Iraq War. Mr. Sergeant Belavia distinguished himself when he rescued an entire infantry squad pinned down by machine gun fire as they went door to door clearing insurgent strongholds, and it was quite a story to tell, by the way. Also, former Army Special Forces Major Matthew Goldstein is going to plead not guilty to a charge for murder for allegedly shooting an unarmed Afghan man whom a tribal leader had identified as a Taliban bomb maker. Now, obviously, Major Goldstein, whose story has been told many times on the internet, is saying this didn't happen, that people are making things up, and it's namely the tribal leaders where this thing happened. And, of course, you wouldn't think they'd tell anybody the truth, but they're going through the paces anyway. Now, a Navy veteran died in an Afghan mortar attack, Kevin Yali, 27, who first enlisted in the Navy in 2012, had served four deployments. He was in Afghanistan as an inactive reservist, providing private security to American troops when he died on June 19th, less than 3 weeks after he first arrived in Afghanistan, and he will be missed. Now, also, the latest from the SEAL court-martial trial of Chief Operator Eddie Gallagher, the lead NCIS investigator was questioned about comments that contradict each other. Now, the special agent with the Navy Criminal Investigative Service prejudged the case and decided to take aim at Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher before he gathered any evidence, so says the defense attorney. And that seems to be the case with several involved in this, and we'll see what happens, these investigators. Now, the Navy's electromagnetic railgun is undergoing a shakedown test at the White Sands Missile Range. This is going to be quite the weapon when they get this set up. It'll be able to pretty much disable and stop a ship dead in the water, regardless of who or what it is, an electromagnetic railgun. And this could be the last set of tests before actually slapping this weapon onto a warship. And won't that be something? The Russians want to play chicken with you at sea. You hit this little electromagnetic railgun on the side, and boom, their ship stops. They're done. They're finished. No more playing. By the way, 2 years and $32 million to go on the Desert Shield and Desert Storm Memorial being built in Washington, D.C., in the National Mall. Now, they're hoping to dedicate the new monument on the 30th anniversary of the conflict, but it needs another $32 million to get it there for the National Desert Shield Desert Storm Memorial. And the committee has approval for the site on the National Mall where they're going to put it. Now, the Marines are mourning the loss of seven of their Jarheads Motorcycle Club who were killed in a very bad way when a truck with a fifth-wheel, one-ton dually with a big, long car carrier trailer in the back of it ran over a whole bunch of motorcyclists in New Hampshire. Now, the driver, who was 23 years old, was arrested at his home in West Springfield, Massachusetts, and the New Hampshire Attorney General's office charged him with 7 homicides in the crash. Now, this young man, believe it or not, has a history of DUI, tickets, arrests, fines, but yet he was still driving a commercial motor vehicle, which is what this was, a one-ton dually. You've seen him with a car carrier trailer on the back, capable of carrying as many as 3 cars, maybe 4 if you get them on there just right. What a shame. By the way, L3 Technologies has been awarded a $73.7 million contract for repair, upgrades, and overhaul services for the U.S. Navy's submarine photonics mast programs. That's the cameras in the mast that they, when they stick the periscope up out of the water, they can take pictures of what's being seen. Also, Lockheed nets a $561.8 million contract for tactical missiles for Bahrain, Poland, and Romania. The contract for the MGM-140 Army Tactical Missile System, otherwise known as the ATACMS, includes guided missiles and the Launching Service Life Extension Program, or SLEP, SLEP-3, as part of the foreign military sales approved by the Defense Department. Now, in Veterans News, the big VA budget boost included in the controversial spending bill that passed by 224 to 194, the second major appropriations package advanced by the chamber this month, has got priorities in there, fiscal 2020, for more military spending and also, in some cases, less money for other domestic priorities. Now, the Defense Department has also said they were criticizing the testimony of a one-sided attack on the VA by House Democrats since they were not invited to participate in what was a hearing where whistleblowers were allowed to testify in front of the Democrats, but the DOD was not allowed to stand up for themselves, and that doesn't sound right. Also, the impending policy change that would end the GI Bill transfer options for service members with more than 16 years in uniform. It's not been implemented yet. Don't need to worry about that. And could the military's widow's tax finally get abolished? Well, with overwhelming support in Congress, 2 senators hope this is the year for the dollar-for-dollar offset in compensation to surviving military spouses of military personnel and retirees known as the widow's tax. They're trying to get it eliminated. And to that, I say, about time. About time. Don't take it out on the families when they lose a loved one, especially a widow, especially one that's got 3 or 4 kids at home when they need the money desperately for what they need to do next. Don't take it out on them. They ought to know better. All righty. Captain's America Third Watch, continue to roll along here, and I will be right back. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Going to have some interesting conversation with him. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And, of course, Donna and her husband Don are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, as they sit there and listen to us in the early morning hours because they got horses to take care of. And, yeah, it's hot for the horses, too. And, by the way, they got a herd of deer. They sent me a picture last night. They got a herd of deer hanging out in the horse pasture. That's pretty neat. They got two horses in the pasture and about 14 deer. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Now, for those of you that are tourists that are down here that have picked up the Florida Tourist Magazine or the Tourist Review, places to go, places of interest and all that, you will see that Mixon Fruit Farms is in there. But what they're not telling you is that inside Mixon Fruit Farms is Mixon's Groveside Cafe. It's open Monday through Saturday. And I'll tell you what, you want a great lunch at a reasonable price? That's the place to go. You'll have change left when you hand them your money. It'll surprise you how affordable it is in there. Now, Mixon loves the regulars, too. You can skip the line. Call ahead, 941-748-5829. Got a great lunch menu. Check it out. Everything is homemade. And, by the way, for dessert, the orange swirl ice cream. And when you get it, tell them that the captain and Chris Markowski like the orange swirl ice cream. Right, Chris?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I wish I had some right now. But anyway, okay, the Democrats went to Miami and they did what?
Well, I kind of stumbled around a little bit. I mean,
a lot.
The reality is that even the left-wingers out there said that, you know, they're kind of saying that Donald Trump really kind of won the entire night, mm-hmm. which is interesting in of itself because no one really stood out. I know it's difficult with that format. They got a lot of people out there on the stage. Again, we saw a lot of let's try to one-up mm-hmm. One another as far as socialist is concerned. But the reality, a socialist candidate's not going to win. And it's just not going to happen here in this country. We could talk all they want. I was surprised, actually, at the fact that it's interesting that Tulsi Gabbard seems to be the clear winner based upon the various polls. And she got a foreign policy that resembles my beliefs when it comes to getting our troops out of all these places around the world. It was interesting that she was actually considered for a position within the Trump administration.
That's correct, because she has ex-military. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was kind of interesting to see that she was the actually clear-cut winner of that debate. So again, what do we got? Round two tonight here.
Yeah, we got Joe going at it with Bernie.
Well, you know what was funny too is that Andrew Yang made that comment too after NBC screwed up with the microphone thing. Mm-hmm. He made the quip out there saying the Russians did it, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were several off-air comments that weren't off-air that were still live because the mics were live. But,
yeah.
And by the way, Bill de Blasio, my God, I'm going to do for the country what I've done for New York. Does anybody realize, really, what he's done for New York? He's killed New York.
Yeah, brought back homelessness.
Yeah.
And things that Giuliani got rid of, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah, and crime is up, drugs are up. I mean, you just take it all the way across the line. Revenues have actually slipped a little bit, and they're trying to be more creative with their taxes to pick up some revenue because people are leaving New York. About time, right?
Yeah.
About time.
Well, that's more state stuff than anything else. But without a doubt, the quality of life issues in New York have degraded since he's taken over, and people know about it.
Well, I got offered a job in New York last year, and the pay that they offered me wouldn't have even covered the living expenses. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt, it's not an inexpensive place to live. The city can be very expensive. You know, housing prices have come down to some degree. They really have because they've been building so much, and that's been going on for a long period of time. You've got a much greater supply on the market than ever before. There's a lot of issues with what's been going on with New York, and homelessness is one major, major problem. Not to mention the fact that the public housing in New York has been a disaster. Very, very dangerous. He's come under a lot of fire for that as well.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, we all know that the low-tax states are luring, without much trouble, Americans from the high-tax states, because you got to be a damn fool to sit up there and pay all the high rates in some of these states, as well as out west in California, where they're adding more taxes to the coffer.
Right. One of the reasons why you see so many commercials on TV for reverse mortgages, and many people who do not decide, many senior citizens don't decide to live, they end up finding themselves living in a house that they can no longer afford to live in, even though it's paid for.
Yep.
Because of property taxes and everything that goes along with that. It can get very, very expensive.
Yep. And, of course, they don't get cost of living increases for the most part on the things they get, and if they do, it's hardly anything at all. Now, the Wayfair workers, you saw all that going on yesterday when they walked out, right?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I know we shall see. I'm trying to still get my arms around, you know, the reasoning and whatnot.
I know the reasoning.
But why?
Because the detention center that was in the news last week for the concentration camp comments by Ocasio-Cortez and all that stuff has an order in for 1,600 beds, and they only got 600, and they need 1,000 of them as soon as they can get them. And these people walk out on a government job like that. They said, no, we don't want to do business or make beds for the government because of the conditions these people have been put into. Their words,
oh,
not
oh,
mine.
Oh. You mean the ones who were supposed to... Okay, now I know what you're talking
that
about.
Bunch.
I'm sorry, we're throwing off a little bit. Yeah. Again, they don't want to do business with the government because of the detention centers.
Right.
You know, Matt, this thing, obviously everybody's in a picture that came out that everybody saw about the man and his daughter, if there was his daughter, you know, dead in a, I don't know if it was a Rio Grande or wherever it may be.
Yeah, it was.
You know, the reasoning behind this, again, you want to pin this on somebody. Who do you pin it on? I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean.
They were blaming Donald Trump.
How?
That's right.
Are we supposed to build a highway and just allow everyone in to come into America? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
Is Italy to blame or is France or Spain to blame for people that drown in the Mediterranean trying to get into Europe? I don't get this. I mean, these are choices that people make. You know, how are we going to handle all of this? I mean, are we just going to open up our doors and let everybody in? I mean, it's insanity.
Okay, I will also point out to the people that are listening, when it comes to a situation like this, you also have the, not just the border, you know, down along the river, but what you don't see are the bodies in the desert, and there's literally every day bodies being found in the desert, every day.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. I think a lot of times also a lot of these human traffickers and whatnot promise these things and they don't deliver. And I don't know if many people understand just how dangerous it actually is.
Okay. And one of the things that you do is, of course, investment in helping people with their money and this, that, and the other. Of course, right now, a Yale professor has said buying a big house is a huge waste of money.
Oh, you know, without a doubt. I mean, the larger the home, I mean, the greater the cost. We all know how expensive it is to maintain homes. That doesn't surprise me at all. I think that, you know, oftentimes people end up, their house ends up owning them rather than owning their house.
Yeah. And, of course, like you said, reverse mortgages are up right now, right?
Well, again, that's the taxes that go along with these homes, especially in the Northeast, property taxes can rise. You look at, you know, maybe many senior citizens, it's sad. They grow up in a home and they live in a home for decades. And all of a sudden, you know, they're retired and the property taxes keep going up and up. And they can't afford it, even though house is paid for.
Well, you know, one of the things with me was when I lived up there in upstate New York before we moved down into southern New York and whatnot, I had an acre of land on Lake Ontario. And that acre of land on Lake Ontario, with a new house, my taxes to start with were 50% higher than anybody else that was there with houses that were of equal size.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, you know, that's a major issue and it's a major cost up here that's taken into consideration. And now even with the SALT deduction changes, I think it's a lot of people... A lot of people are still looking to move elsewhere when time is up and they decide to retire.
All righty, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Matt.
Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. And Christine, I'm not sure what that was that you heard. It might have been just a daily, weekly thing that's put out there. I don't see any warnings or anything. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.